Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today I've got a guest that I'm very familiar with because he is my apprentice. And when I say apprentice, within my courses and Slack groups and everything that I put out there to my paid members, I do have, it's not much of a competition, it's more of an opportunity where I will pick people to be mentored and coached closely by myself, i.e. they'll take their screenshots, they'll send them to me, show me their results, not so much the money, I don't care about how much money, but the trading results, and then I'll look to work with them going forward and helping to develop them into the best trader possible, and then they can give back into the community. Already, Luke, who is my apprentice, has done some videos into my MarketView subscription, and the community's liking it. The whole idea of having Luke here, both on the podcast now and also within the MarketView, is that Luke's at a different stage of his learning to where I'm at. So, of course, Luke is hands-on, on the ground right now, making the mistakes and letting me help him. So, Luke, thanks very much for being on the show, mate. And would you like to just sort of introduce yourself as to how you got into the space, what you've done in the past, what your previous jobs were, and what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, no worries. G'day, everybody. So I'm Luke. I'm from Tasmania. I'm in my 30s. And I've dabbled with a bunch of different careers and things over the years. I was a chef for a number of years and a photographer. And most recently, I was a tour guide all around Tasmania, just showing backpackers around the place. But I started hearing about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin in particular, and started to do a bit of research on it and thought that it was a really great idea. And at the time, I was more interested in the technology behind it more than anything else. And I was a bit skeptical, didn't want to throw too much of my hard-earned cash at it. But, I've been a bit of a geek since I was a kid and always interested in this new sort of advancements in the tech world. So the idea of a decentralized currency was pretty cool. And I started investing in Bitcoin and a couple of the altcoins. And then I was doing a few courses and came across the Trader Cobb course and followed through that. And just sort of started to develop a real interest in trading full time.
Yes. Well, look, I can tell everybody here that, you know, since Luke's been in the community, which is the Slack group there, it really sort of stood out very, very clearly as somebody who was A, passionate about this, B, willing to learn, and C, who was a really good good human as far as wanting to help other people. So naturally, Luke was the first apprentice. I actually met Luke in Tasmania when I was down there. What was it? Start of the year, and we had a good chat. Had a chat with him, went over what we're looking at with this apprentice program, and since then we've been working together. Now, Luke, you've been relatively new to these strategies that I teach, and also to the trading side of cryptocurrency. I mean, at this, given that you are still at the very early stages, I mean, what have you found to be the most important bit of information for somebody who's looking to start trading?
I watched a few different videos on YouTube and joined a few different groups that there's a lot of people with a lot of different strategies, and there's no one particular right or wrong strategy, but I think that you need to find something that works with the type of trader that you want to be and stick with that strategy. I think rules-based trading is important, and that's why I really enjoyed the way that you put your videos together and the strategies that you use, because they're very simple and straightforward. There's no mess and no fuss. They're very clean charts, and it works. So I didn't really have any experience previously with too many other strategies. I wasn't trying to combine a whole bunch of different indicators and make a mess of things. I just decided to kind of forget everything that I'd learned so far, which wasn't a whole lot, to be honest, and then jump into your Trader Cobb strategies and just go for gold. And it's been working really well so far.
Good stuff, mate. Yeah, look, I think that, you know, this comes back to a lot of people that sort of come to me and sort of say, look, I've got no experience at all. What should I do? Where should I start? Or what should I read? Maybe I should do some trading for a little while before I get involved. And God honest truth is, I much prefer to work with a blank canvas, because you don't have bad habits. And I mean, we've been doing these one-on-one sessions for a little while now, and I mean, we've been through a couple of things. One of them was, only a few weeks ago, mate, where you were trading, but not trading. You were doing your scans, but you weren't finding, you weren't actually placing any trades. And typically what we see when people get started in trading is one of two things. The first is they'll overtrade. More often than not, people will overtrade. They're over-enthusiastic. They're very excited. They want to get started. And of course, they find trades where there are not trades. And this is a big challenge for people. You know, that this is why they need to take the screenshots, because at the end of the day, they need to be able to go back through and pick up and go, oh, geez, I probably shouldn't have taken that. The other side is the analysis paralysis. They don't really know what to do. They're a little bit nervous. They're overanalyzing things and they don't take any trades. Now, you were the latter. You sort of paused and weren't taking any trades for a while there, and that was the issue that we covered a few weeks ago. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are listening right now that are probably in one or the other. From your point of view, having had analysis paralysis, what was it that enabled you to get back in? Like, what did you do that took that fear or that, you know, whatever it was that stopped you and got you back into the market so that you could go ahead and start taking good trades again?
I think the thing that really helped me was putting together a trading plan, sitting down and writing out all the rules that I was going to follow, the plan that I was going to follow, and I was able to specify the exact amount of risk that I'm going to put into each and every trade. And you have to find out what that risk is going to be for yourself. That's a very personal thing, and depends how much money that you want to put into this. But if you are only risking enough that you're comfortable with, then you're more willing to put that money into the trades and to just give it a go. And once you start doing that, you've got trades that you can look back on with the screenshots you should be taking and recording, and you can figure out what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong and work on it. But if you're too scared to get into any trades, then you're not going to have any information there that you can draw on to figure out what you need to change and to fix. And to help you grow. So yeah, you do need to jump in, but I wouldn't suggest jumping in with an amount of money that you're not comfortable losing. We are here to make money, but you know, you're also going to have some losing trades, and you just have to accept that so you can learn from those mistakes.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, mate. I mean, look, the good thing about having you here is being able to get that perspective from not just me talking about it, but you actioning it. I mean, I say it all the time about taking screenshots, monitoring your progress, going back and reassessing against the checklist to make sure that you're on the right path. Obviously, with you being the apprentice and me working with you very closely, I'm holding you accountable to that. Like, that you have to do that. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes around that. So for those that are listening out there that are sort of, you know, it's not the most entertaining part of trading. It's definitely the most enjoyable part, but it definitely is the most important part, is to be able to have that perspective. And if you're not placing trades and not, well, obviously, if you're not placing trades, you can't take screenshots of trades and therefore learn. Now, I'm the one who's working with you on this, but you typically, when we come to looking at your actual trades week in, week out, you have put in the little comment section for each trade. You've actually, 9 times out of 10, you know this because we've been doing it together, you will write down the things that I will probably call up as an issue. You've already suggested what that issue may be. It's just that for whatever reason, at that moment in time, you decided to ignore it. But with that information there, you can go back with hindsight. You did take the trade, you did make the decision, but you can go back with your checklist, check it off, and really decide whether or not you've taken that trade correctly or if it's not flawless. It's a huge thing to do. I'm glad that you said that because for the listeners out there, it definitely, I'm sure most people are not doing it, but it is the place where you can learn the most from it, for absolutely for sure. So look, we'll keep these little interviews short and sweet. I've got one more question for you though. I'll just keep little punchy ones week in and week out if we can, mate. But I mean, what would you say for people that are looking, that there might be crypto investors, they're holders, they're not so much into trading, but they're considering getting into trading, what would you say as being the crucial things for them to consider before they get involved?
I think that the doing a course personally was the thing that really changed it for me. It made me a lot more comfortable to jump in. Doing your bronze package, it taught me how to actually read the charts and look for trade setups and ignore all of the stuff that was coming out on Facebook, you know, people with their sloping trend lines and all their thoughts on where things are headed. It was kind of like they think they've got a crystal ball. But having a nice, simple strategy so you can watch these trades play out and say, yeah, that worked perfectly. That worked how it was supposed to work. And then you can use this rules-based trading to go through the checklist, tick everything off, say, yes, that fits, take the trade. And whether it wins or loses, as long as you followed those rules and you did the right thing, then you are going to be ahead of the game, statistically speaking. So, yeah, I would suggest doing a course and also getting a good group of people that you can discuss trading with. And that's where the Slack is fantastic. Jumping into the Slack group and being able to upload some of my screenshots and talk about a trade that I'm thinking about getting into. Everybody talks about it. And yeah, it really, really helps.
Now, just to make sure that everybody understands that this is not a paid advert or anything like that, this really is not about self-promotion at all. Yes, it's turned out that Luke has done the courses. Yes, he is my apprentice. So naturally, yes, we're going to talk about the strategies that are taught within the courses. And of course, it has helped him, so he's going to mention it. But guys, as always, jump on the website, go through everything, have a look at everything. If my style suits you, great, get involved. If it doesn't, hey, it doesn't matter. You've just got to find someone that you can trust and believe in. Something that makes sense to you is going to allow you to grow. If it doesn't make sense to you with the general idea, then it's probably not going to make sense to you whether you spend money on it or not. So just be careful, take your time, manage your risk. And guys, this is the series that we've got going. It's called Journey of the Apprentice. It's on our MarketView subscription, and Luke posts a video each and every week. What the idea of this interview is, we'll probably do one a week or one every couple of weeks, depending on how we go. But the idea is here that we can take the lessons that Luke is learning throughout the progress that he's having in my one-to-one sessions with him and share it with the greater community. I can't mentor everybody, but what I want to make sure is that everybody can have the lessons that you're learning along the way. So guys, I hope you've enjoyed this session. We will be doing more. Thank you very much, Luke, for being involved. And each week, we'll try and find some little points and tips. If there was anything significant from week to week, mate, that you think the greater trading community would benefit from, just jot it down and we'll cover it in the next episode. So thanks very much for your time today, Luke. Appreciate it, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, guys. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.